USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The bipartisan debt ceiling bill is now in the Senate's hands. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging his colleagues to accept it the way it is.
June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk.
The vote could come as early as tonight in the Senate. The Senate also passed a bill to reject President Biden's student debt relief program. That was approved with a 52-46 vote after clearing the Republican majority House. Democratic Senators John Tester and Joe Manchin, along with independent Kyrsten Sinema, joined Republicans in opposing the Biden plan. The president is likely to veto that bill. President Biden telling graduates of the U.S. Air Force Academy today that they can make a difference in the world.
A few classes enters at a point in our history where they actually have a chance to change the trajectory of the country.
He said the U.S. military is the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen. The president also appears to be okay after tripping and falling on stage during the Air Force Academy graduation. He received assistance from nearby individuals to get back to his feet. Journalists who work for media giant Gannett, which owns the USA Today and hundreds of local newspapers, plan to go on strike next week, citing gross mismanagement by the company's CEO. They claim he doesn't see the long-term value of investing in journalists. It got a little testy on the campaign trail today for Ron DeSantis during a stop in Laconia, New Hampshire. A reporter asked him why he wasn't taking questions from voters.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
No, God's coming up to me, talking to me. What are you talking about? I'm not here murdering with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
It's common for candidates to take questions from voters following a speech in the state of New Hampshire. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
There are still technical issues plaguing Spirit Airlines. The budget carrier said those issues brought down its website, app, and airport kiosks this morning. Spirit has not revealed any details related to the technical issue. Prince Harry's prior drug use is prompting a U.S. court to review his visa as the Heritage Foundation sues for disclosure of his immigration records. The lawsuit aims to determine the legality of his visa approval, considering American immigration law's stance on past drug use as a basis for rejection. The court hearing is scheduled for June 6th in Washington, D.C. Undocumented immigrants in California could get up to $4,500 if they were affected by the damaging storms earlier this year.
It's called the Storm Assistance for Immigrants Project, and Governor Gavin Newsom's office says those eligible could receive financial assistance under the plan, and it will be available in most counties this month. The support is set aside for those who aren't eligible for help from FEMA but experienced a hardship from the storms between December 2022 and April 2023. According to Newsom's administration, the money for the program was reserved last year for emergency response. I'm Julie Ryan.
The National Hurricane Center is monitoring a tropical wave in the Gulf of Mexico, which started as a low-pressure system. The center states that there is a 70% likelihood of it developing into a tropical depression or storm within the next 7 days. Florida may encounter significant rain this weekend. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jeremy Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.